flowing in from Cleveland to Jerusalem. It took him 2 years of saving up his pay. He approached the Western Wall with trepidation. "It's my first time," was written on his face. "For 5 long years I'd been in the holy city. I'd been learning from the sages who are there. I was in my talus praying on a Tuesday morn when I noticed he was giving me a stare. 'Pardon me,' he said politely, 'could you help a fellow Jew? I've been waiting for so long to make this dream come true. You see, I finally made it to this very special day, and I'd like to pray to God, but I don't know what to say. So I showed him from the pages of my sitter, and word by word he said them after me. And then I gladly put my talus on his shoulders, and his face lit up with pride and dignity. And line by line we said the Shema together. The teardrops started flowing from his eyes, and this long lost child of Israel was finally coming home, as the Holy One was watching from the skies. Well, the last I heard, he moved way down to Georgia with his Asia smile and their boy and girl. And his Shabbos candles light the whole of Dixie. I bet his Shabbos candles light up all the world. And I sometimes wonder when Mashiach's coming. We've been praying for him each and every day. And I guess it's good to know that at least we're one Jew closer. And it's good to know that Jew knows what to say.